This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, November 23, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government of Davao is pondering to restrict the movement of minors after local authorities here noticed that many parents are bringing to the malls their children who have not been vaccinated against the 2019 coronavirus disease, Mayor Sara Duterte said. Duterte told Davao City Disaster Radio that authorities took up this matter during the COVID-19 task force meeting on Monday, but no decision has been reached yet. The mayor said that the local government is currently following the guidelines of the Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Diseases for areas placed under Alert Level 2. She said the local authorities are particularly concerned about children aged 11 and below or being brought by their parents to enclosed establishments like shopping malls. But Task Force spokesperson Dr. Michelle Sclosser said that Alert Level 2 does not impose restrictions on the movement of people across all age groups. Last week, she reminded parents that children can become potential spreaders of the virus. She stressed that the threat of the pandemic continues even after the city noted a dramatic decrease in the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, the information drive on the benefits of the anti-COVID vaccine has paid off as a high number of residents from the remote indigenous people communities in Marilog District agreed to be inoculated on November 19. Nearly 400 members of the IP community in Barangay Magsaysay, one of the remote areas of Marilog District, agreed to be vaccinated after the consultative meeting conducted in the area. Apart from the cooperation of the tribal and religious leaders and their members, the successful vaccination rollout was also attributed to the cooperation of the City Health Office, National Commission on Indigenous Peoples 11, and Office of Third District Councilor Alberto Ungab. In business, flag carrier Philippine Airlines is planning to open as early as next month direct flights between General Santos City and Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, reviving the international status of the newly upgraded airport. Department of Transportation Secretary Arthur Tagade disclosed this development during the inspection by President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday night of the airport's new passenger terminal building and other vital facilities. Tagade said the opening of the upcoming flights will upgrade the city airport to international status after being delayed and suspended for a long time. The General Santos City Airport, considered as strategic in terms of location and among the biggest in the country, last served international flights in late 2003. Indonesian carrier Merpati Nusantara Airlines opened weekly flights between the city and Manado, then using a Fokker 70 aircraft, but it folded up after a month due to poor passenger traffic. City Mayor Ronel Rivera said the local government is deeply grateful to the national government for including the city as among the priority areas of the Build, Build, Build program. He said the completed wharf and airport projects open a wide array of opportunities that will generate more economic activities for the city and a multiple expanded growth to the whole nation. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.